The management committee of a big oil company had an all-night session. The main task was to secure a manager for a new area of operations which the company hoped to open in the Far East. The chairman insisted that the manager must have full qualifications. He must be under 30 years old. He must be thoroughly trained. He must have good leadership ability. And he must be able to speak the language. Many good men were interviewed, but each one was found to be lacking. It appeared that the meeting would fail in its objective. Finally, a young man arose, addressed the chairman, and declared that he knew one man who could meet all requirements. He added that the young man was at that very moment in the Far East, living in the very city where the company was planning to establish its headquarters. He was 28 years old, had degrees from 3 colleges, and had full confidence of all the local people where he was known. Moreover, he had been a leader in college. He had all the qualifications. Then someone asked, how much salary was this young man earning now? His friend startled the committee by answering that he was earning 120 English pounds a year. The chairman said, there's something wrong. The young man's friend said, yes, I know there's something wrong. But the wrong is not with my friend. It's with the system that employs him. You see, he works for a mission board. After thorough questioning regarding the missionary, the chairman said to his friend, you go out there and make him an offer. The committee man was to offer him 5,000 pounds a year. If that failed, then offer him 7,500 pounds or even 10,000 pounds. The young agent crossed the ocean, found his friend, and offered him the job at 5,000 pounds a year. Quite an increase from the 120 pounds he was making. But the young missionary declined. So the offer was raised, 7,500 pounds, then 10,000 pounds, but that too was rejected. Finally, the missionary said, it's not a question of salary. My, the salary is magnificent. The trouble is not with the salary, it's with the job. The job is too little. You offer me a big salary, but a small job. I get a small salary, but I have a big job. And I'd rather have a big job with a small salary than a small job with a big salary. I thank you for the confidence you've expressed in your offer, but I would be a fool to quit winning souls just to sell oil. Friend of mine, this young man knew the value of an eternal soul. He not only valued souls himself, but he knew that Almighty God placed a high price upon the eternal souls of men. We read in Matthew's Gospel, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? God says that one soul is worth more than all the wealth of this world. Friend of mine, let me ask you today, what is the value that you've placed upon your soul? Some men sell their eternal soul for just a few drinks, or just a good time, some popularity, making a name for themselves, making fame for themselves, making a fortune. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Almighty God so values that eternal soul of yours that he allowed his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to leave heaven, to come to this world by way of the manger, and to leave this world by way of the cross, lying dead 3 days in a tomb to be resurrected again, that he might pay the price necessary to redeem your soul from a lost eternity. Friend of mine, the Bible tells us that all have sinned. None of us have escaped sin, and none of us can escape death and judgment, lest we flee by faith to the Lord Jesus, who bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That soul of yours is valuable. Jesus deemed it so when he poured out his blood, dying on Calvary's cross, to give you eternal life. Friend of mine, that's what God thinks of your soul. That's how he values it. How do you value it today? Confess your sin. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. He has for you the greatest gift ever offered to man. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. May the Lord bless you today.